Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium, and it is a very fun job to have. We are about to have our ninth straight month of double-digit enrollment growth and double-digit sales growth, and great things happening all over the place, and glad to have you listening in here this evening, and hopefully tonight's training will make you a bit more effective, no matter how big or small your Perium business is. We're going to talk about enrolling new people, and this is a business of duplication, and enrolling new people is obviously key. But before we get to that, let me make a handful of important corporate announcements. If you've been watching your emails and getting your Team Sandoval texts, you know that all of our new videos are done and completed. So we've got a complete video tour on MyPerium.com. We got a complete mobile tour at our 55678 number. Just text Perium, and you can see all six videos, as can your prospects. We've updated our MyPeriumGift.com gift card redemption site as well with new videos. And importantly, we've also started to launch our Million Mom Movement initiative. So I recommend that every one of you, if you've not done so, take the Million Mom Movement pledge, go on to Facebook, and like the page, show people that you care, post the links, post the branded reshare links that we've got. We've got a Million Mom Movement animated video, a Million Mom Movement testimonial video, and it's a great way to engage people in a conversation that may end up being about products, may end up being about business, but starts out by the idea of just caring about somebody enough to share with them important information about whole food vitamins or important information about what ingredients you should or should not be putting into your body or your family's body or how to make a great green smoothie. So there's great information on that Million Mom Movement page. And literally daily, you'll be seeing new posts, new updates, new information. And it's just part of the added value that we provide as a company. We have a naturopathic doctor on staff at your disposal that you can email, that you can call. And you know, Dave Sandoval provides videos and guides and all sorts of information that makes Perium much more than just a company that puts products in a bottle. We are a movement. We are a mission, and you're a big part of it, and I'm a big part of it. We need to get the word out and share with people that processed food is a problem, and the Million Mom Movement is the brand under which Perium is going to be sharing that with the world. So we're ahead of the curve, but the market is moving toward us. People are getting wiser and wiser. They understand that consuming food filled with artificial colors and flavors and binders and sweeteners and pesticides and hormones and irradiated ingredients and genetically modified ingredients and sugar and salt and fat, all that stuff is no good for us. We know that. They know that. Everyone knows that. And so we need to help people to understand what to stay away from and what the alternatives are. And, of course, Perium provides a fantastic alternative. So we've got videos to help you do that. We've got information on our Million Mom Movement page, Facebook page to help you do that. And then if you want to see the real deal, if you want to see the owners, Dave and Amy, you can meet them here this upcoming Tuesday, October 1st, in Long Beach. We're going to do a tour. I'm actually going to be flying out from Colorado to Long Beach as well. So if you know people in Southern California, have them join all of us 10 a.m. Tuesday morning, October 1st. I guarantee everyone who shows up at the facility will walk out with an application and join the business as a member to try the program at the very least, if not to try the business. So get people to that tour. And then on October 19th, we're doing a huge meeting, regional meeting in Oahu, expecting hundreds and hundreds of people. And that program includes a day-long training with Dave Sandoval, with Amy Venner, special guest Todd Falcone, Crown, Brandy Shinoto, and lots of Green Diamond sharing information. So it's a fantastic event, and we've got the links on there for you to join early because it does include lunch, and it is a an event that we are charging for. So you want to be part of it if you're in Hawaii, and if you know people in Hawaii, another great opportunity to advance your Perium business. So as I said at the top, the best way to advance your business is to have new people join your business, whether they're just doing the 10-day transformation or whether they're going to be sharing the 10-day transformation. Either way, you want to make sure that you've got new people joining your business on a regular basis. And, you know, we have a process we call Pipeline, and PIPE is an acronym for Prospect, Invitation, Presentation, and Role. And that invitation, presentation, and role process is universal in all types of businesses that include signing up new people. So some people call it plant, water, harvest. You can't harvest seeds you don't plant. You can't harvest seeds you don't water. So that law of the farm analogy is really helpful for some people. Some people call it excite, expose, commit. You know, you want to get somebody excited about something. You want to expose the information to them. You want them to make the commitment. Some people just say, hey, I want to get you interested in something, I want you to understand something, and I want you to get involved or engaged in something. So it doesn't matter, you know, how you describe or explain the process, but it's opening up somebody's eyes to what's happening, what the possibilities are, explaining those possibilities, and then helping them to make the decision to join you. So whether you're recommending a restaurant or you're recommending a business, it's all the same. And so it starts with what I call the three yeses. And this is a piece of wisdom that I learned from somebody who I consider the best business opportunity seller I've ever met in my life. And I've met lots of good people, lots of smart people. This guy spent all day long for decades and decades selling business opportunities. He had a vending machine franchise. He also was a very talented network marketer. And he had a team of people who ran ads for him. And he talked to potential entrepreneurs all day long about spending $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 starting a vending machine franchise or joining a network marketing opportunity. And when I asked Pat, you know, what's the key to helping somebody make a decision, he said, really, it boils down to getting a couple of yeses. And the first yes that you need to get when you want to enroll somebody in the business is, will it work? And somebody looks at the business and they say, that's a business that will work. That's a business that the products and the market opportunity and the management and how things are priced, the infrastructure, that if I came back to that business a year or two or three or four from now, that's a business that will be bigger and stronger. And clearly, it's very easy to convince somebody that Purium is a business that will work because we're in the process of experiencing our ninth consecutive double-digit growth month. So that in and of itself would convince most people, just that one sentence, that one fact, would convince most people that this is a business that is working. We are winning. The second yes is a much harder yes to get to, and lots of folks don't even talk about it, which is, will it work for me? It sounds like the same question, will it work and will it work for me, but will it work for me means, how much is it going to cost me to get started? How much money can I make? What kind of support am I going to have? So what am I going to have to do, and how much am I going to make from that? And we'll talk a little bit about that tonight. So will it work? Will it work for me? And then the last yes you want to get is, do I know what to do? So now that I've decided to get started, how do I get started? And that's another piece that surprisingly people don't follow through on. And so you may find yourself talking over and over and over about how great the products are and how pure the products are and how great Dave Sandoval is and how much we manufacture and all this stuff, and going over and over just talking about, will it work, will it work, will it work, will it work, and you've already gotten that yes 5, 10, 20, 40 minutes ago. And the person is not saying it, but they're listening for, what do I have to do? What's it going to cost? How much are you going to help me? Or you might even get to that point, and then they're going to want to know, how do I start this thing, and how do I get going? And so we want to make sure that you get all three of those yeses right up front. So let's talk a little bit about the structure of how you get somebody enrolled. And what I mean by structure is that you don't want to let somebody who's brand new try to enroll somebody themselves, because they probably don't know enough about what kind of support it takes and how much it costs and how do you get started and some of those key questions. And that's why you want to partner up. That's why you want to work with somebody in your upline team and ultimately become somebody who's qualified enough to help others get started. So that's the process. When you're brand new, you want to work with somebody who's been involved with the business a little bit longer, whether it's through three-way phone calls, whether it's through healthy happy hours that you may be hosting, but others are going to help to do the presentation and enrollment with, whether it's a sit-down meeting, whatever it may be, you want to make sure that you've got somebody to work with to help you to enroll new people. And then you hear it over and over and over again, two and three and four times, as that person helps you to enroll a handful of people, and then you may be qualified to do the same thing. So we don't have time to go deep into the structure of three-way conference calls and three-way, you know, meetings, but, you know, there's definitely a structure that's important, that's helpful to help somebody make that decision, and at some point we'll do a call about that. But bottom line is that you can't be crazy to be talking to somebody about joining this business because you are crazy enough to join it yourself. And you can't be crazy to be talking to somebody about enrolling in this business because this company is growing so fast. We've had 9 consecutive months of double-digit enrollment growth, double-digit sales growth. We've got lots and lots, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who say yes to this business every month. So there's no question that there is a reason to join this business. And so your job is to help to show the potential and decrease the risk in somebody's mind, because that's how somebody comes to a yes decision, is they see that the potential of the business or the potential of the product is so great that they're willing to change what they're doing. They're willing to change their mindset. They're willing to make a decision to say, yes, I can see the potential more than the risk. And in fact, people who are great enrollers almost reverse the risk. And we'll talk about that in a minute as well. So from a product perspective, how do you share potential with the product? And clearly in the presentation with the videos, there's lots of information that's already been shared about how the program works. If you're talking about the business, which we'll talk about in a moment, there's lots of information that shares about how the business works. But from a product perspective, how you share the potential hopefully is with your own personal story. That's the key, or one of the keys to helping somebody to make a decision, is for you to share your own weight loss story, for you to share your own experience on the product and how your energy has improved, or your sleep has improved, or your skin has improved, or how you feel better, look better, have better moods. So experience that product in a profound way, and you'll be able to more effectively enroll other people. Now, another thing you might be able to communicate to share the potential is, you know, not only about the weight loss, but about, you know, your health and your mission to break food addictions and to stop drinking caffeine and to stop eating pizza or stop eating cookies. So all those things, those real-world examples, those specific examples are really helpful to have somebody make that decision, because you never know what you're going to trigger when somebody says, oh my gosh, I drink lots of coffee. Oh my gosh, I have a cookie craving too. I didn't realize these products could help with that. Now, how do you lower the risk? In the product, it's very simple, which is we have a money-back guarantee. We have a $50 off gift card. We have transfer spending. You're going to have to eat anyway. So all those things make it seem like really not that big of a deal to make the decision to try the transformation, with all the upside of the weight loss and the health benefits, and really a 60-day money-back guarantee, a $50 off gift card, and then you're already spending money on food, somebody's going to get that into their mind that the risk is very small, the upside potential is very big. I'm going to at least try the 10-day transformation. Or from the business standpoint, how do you increase the potential, decrease the risk? You know, you talk about this, the financial freedom that you may be enjoying, the income, the extra income, the monthly checks, the weekly checks. So again, as your story gets stronger, as you come out of the gates quickly, that story can be captivating. So if you have the opportunity to get into profit in your first week, in your first month, in your first couple of months, then you can share that, and that is an enroller story that stays with you. For years and years and years, no one can take that away from you, and that little captivating tidbit can help you to be successful. So that motivates you to be more successful, and once you share that story, it's going to motivate your new people to be more successful. You can share how simple the program is. You can share your commitment to the mission. So there are lots of things where you can share the potential of the business even without talking in dollars and cents. But then you can also minimize the risk by, again, talking about our guarantee, by talking about our $50 off gift card, and by talking about the enroll three and you're in profit. So with a gold pack, you get 40 gift cards. With a platinum pack, you get 60 gift cards. You only need to enroll three people. Do you think you know three people who would like to lose some weight? Do you think you know three people who want to be healthier? Do you think you know three people who want to improve the health of their family and be part of the Million Mom Movement? Do you think you know a bunch of people who actually eat food every day? So whatever it is that gets somebody saying, yeah, I know that. Yeah, that I know lots of people. This shouldn't be very hard to get three people. Then once that becomes clear in somebody's head and the risk seems small and the upside potential seems great, that's when the risk is almost reversed, where people start to say in their own mind, well, what if this thing is huge? What if this thing really works? What if they've already had 9 straight months of growth? What if they have another 9 months and another 9 months and another 9 months and I'm not part of that? And suddenly they feel like, you know what? It's a bigger risk not to do it than to do it. What if 10 pounds or 15 pounds in the next 10 days? What if I could lose 30 pounds in the next 90 days? What if I could feel better? What if I could sleep better? What if I could lose my stress? You know, it's actually a bigger risk for me not to try this than it is to try it. So that's the key to enrolling new people. And, you know, one of the best enrollers that I know that's out there, and it's not a coincidence that he's a Crown, is Ian Farrar. And Ian's out of Greenwich, Connecticut, and Ian enrolled lots and lots of folks, not just his own personal contacts, but he enrolled lots and lots of folks for lots and lots of people. And that's how it works, is the more successful you become, the more people you're working with, the more that folks count on you to help them help their business grow. So, Ian, I know that you're probably chomping at the bit as I've talked about enrolling some new people and talking about the potential of Purium and reversing risk and those sorts of things. What are some concepts that you'd like to add on to, piggyback onto, or come up with your own thing that I have not talked about yet as to the key of how you help people make the decision to get started?
Well, David, thanks a lot for having me on the call tonight. Today, as many days in the Purium world, is quite a whirlwind. And, what you said is pretty much right on the money of what I enjoy the most about being involved with Purium and sharing with people. It's really helping people enroll other people. But, of course, in my own enrollment process, I just pretty much, paint a picture for people of what's going on in the industry. I just pretty much lay out all the only factors to the point where to do this. And by my process is very straightforward, okay? The 21 reasons are I go through them in bullet points, not with the brochure out in front of me because I've been with the company for a long time. But I just set the stage for people. And I get to a point where they're actually asking me, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm super excited. This sounds amazing. I do this for my own personal enrollments as well as, many people in my organization that I help bring into Purium. Purium happens. Sorry about that.
I was going to say that, the 21 reasons are exactly the right tool to be using when you're talking to people about, joining the business. So you know, until you learn them by heart, to have them in front of you as you're on the phone, or to have them in front of you as you're, you know, talking to somebody at a coffee shop or wherever it may be, or at a healthy happy hour, you know, going over some of those unique selling propositions. I mean, that's what we're trying to share, is why is Purium different and how can we up that potential and minimize that risk so that people really see how making that decision to say yes is a good decision.
Yeah, and it's just something else I could add, too. I mean, I've been in the industry a long time, and, you know, there's a lot of great companies out there, but we really possess a lot of only factors, okay? And I highlight those only factors. I'm not on the phone to poo-poo, you know, the opportunity that they're in if they're already in the industry. I pretty much just highlight what we have going on and how that only factor could stir something in their mind. Because you want to create a picture in their mind of how this opportunity could really work for them. What's in it for them? What's in it that, what's in it for them? And, you know, this is part of my success, because I'm not trying to take anyone away from what they're doing, but if I paint a picture in their mind of how these only factors could impact their income and their business going forward, I've done my job. The products are going to deliver. The compensation plan is going to deliver, and what we have in place is going to deliver in a major way, and then it just rocks from there.
Good. Well, any other last thoughts about, you know, what you say right there at that point where somebody seems excited about saying yes, or how somebody who's thinking about it and not sure, you know, are there any magic words, any magic questions that really seem to get people motivated to take that final step?
Well, you know, I just really want to remove any risk. I mean, we offer something very unique. We have a 60-day money-back guarantee on the product, so if they're not happy with them in 60 days, they're going to get their money back. That's a real important selling point for me. And, you know, with our Enroll 3, yours is free and your profit is huge. I mean, that doesn't really exist in too many places within our industry. So I basically share with them that if you do come in with a gold pack and you put me on the phone with three people and we enroll them with a gold pack, you're going to be in profit in your first week, especially with our promotion. So I take away the financial, you know, worry, risk. I negate it again with the 60-day money-back guarantee, and I said, give me a crack. You work with me for 30 to 60 days. I'm almost sure that you bring people to the table. We'll bring them in. They'll be happy. You'll be happy, and you'll be seeing weekly checks.
Well, and I love what you say, you know, that if you bring people to the table to talk with me, so immediately they see and hear from you your commitment to them, that you're going to support them, that you're going to work with them, that you're going to help to ensure that they're successful. And that's really what a great leader does, and that's what everyone on this line should aspire to, is to learn the business well enough to watch somebody in your upline, to understand how to do that enrollment process, to increase the potential, decrease the risk, and then feel comfortable in saying, hey, if you work with me, I know I can help people get started in this program because the products work so well and the business does. So, Ian, thanks for sharing that and, you know, really hitting those points is perfect.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so let me just share a couple of last things as we wrap up the call here. You know, it's really important that you understand the logistics as well. So as you get put into the role, or as you choose to take the role of enroller, you know, I had this experience. I sold newspaper space. It was the first job that I had as a business person out of college, and the person who trained me did not do a very good job. And so here I was, and actually the first day that I was on my own, I successfully closed an account. The two or three days that I was with her, we didn't close any accounts, so I didn't have the opportunity to see how to get somebody started right. And on the first day by myself, I got somebody to say yes, which was great. I was excited about it. But then it came to the logistics, the paperwork, the pricing, the, you know, how do you submit the ads and how does that all work? It was very, very confusing to me. And, you know, luckily that new client of mine was patient enough, but I almost lost the sale. So make sure you understand how much it costs for a transformation pack or transformation cleanse, how much it costs for a gold pack, can you use a gift card or not, what the savings is, you know, how many people do you need to enroll to get into profit, what website to use, what phone number to use to call the call center. So learn all those things and make sure you've got those basic things answered so that when a new person says, yes, I want to do this, this sounds exciting, that you make it look smooth as silk. Because that's another thing that Pat taught me, was that you're really training that person from the beginning of when you first talk to them. So when you first invite them to hear more about the business, when you share the videos and some of the tools and the presentation, and when you ask them to join the business, they're not only evaluating the content, they're also evaluating the context. They're also evaluating the process. Is this something I could do? Is this something I'd like to do? Does this seem fun and simple? So if it seems fun and simple to get started and to enroll people and to share the transformation and the Million Mom Movement and have a healthy happy hour, then people are going to want to do it. And if it seems hard and complicated and difficult, then they may not. So try to learn all those things, and hopefully your upline is taking you through them 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 times before you have to learn that on your own. And the last thing is that once you enroll a new person, once somebody says yes, that's actually the beginning of the process, not the end of the process, because getting somebody started right is really all about tapping into their contact base, their database, the hundreds and hundreds of people that they know on their cell phone, in their email list, their Facebook friends, their address book, they're all those people that they know. And we only need to find 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 of those people who want to hand out gift cards, share the Million Mom Movement. But the only way you're going to find those handful of people is to make sure that your person gets started right, that they get an enrollment pack with gift cards, that they commit to the 10-day transformation, that they have a fantastic 10-day transformation experience so they've got a great story, that they commit to trying to get into profit quickly so they have a great story. They look at the Fast Start training, listen to the Fast Start audios. They make their list. They set up their healthy happy hour. So they get engaged and get in process and get focused on, those first few steps. And so there's an art form to setting the expectation. There's an art form to engaging them so that they know what they need to do and that it seems fun and exciting and achievable, but definitely something that's going to be important enough to them that they reprioritize their life over the next 10 or 12 or 14 days so that they can take the products correctly, they can have their healthy happy hour, they can hand out some gift cards, share some videos, send some text messages, all those things. So that's a really important point. When somebody joins the business, if they don't get into action right away, they don't take the products right away, then you're really missing that golden opportunity, that big window where they have the best chance to be successful. So hopefully some of those ideas resonated with you personally. And just remember that no matter how long you've been in the business, you can always restart tonight. You can say, just that this was your decision to say yes, yes, and yes. You're ready to join the business even though you've been in the business 3 months or 3 years. It doesn't matter that tonight you've made the decision to really get re-engaged, to listen to the Fast Start training again, and to make your list, set up your healthy happy hours. Our DVDs are going to be here, looks like next week. So it's a very, very exciting time to be part of Purium. I'm glad you're part of it. And if some of this stuff doesn't make 100% sense, then try to get with somebody in your upline who can help you, can work with you, can be that enroller, so that you can just take your prospects to them, just like Ian was explaining, just take them to them and watch them do their magic as far as helping people to understand the potential of the products, the potential of the business, and how low the risks are because of what we offer. So thanks so much. I'm sure lots of you are doing a great job of all this stuff, and hopefully we just reemphasized a couple of points that will sharpen your skills, and glad that you're listening in. That's really important for you to build a business, is to, constantly be looking for new information to improve yourselves. If you like what you heard, the call's recorded, it's in the back office, share that with some people, and, let us help you to train your team. And tomorrow night, I believe it's going to be Dr. Mike, 1 hour earlier, same number, and then Dave Sandoval and I will be on Thursday night, 48 hours from now, same time, same number for our business opportunity presentation. So just bring people to us, and we'll do the best we can to help explain how our program works and why it's so unique. So thanks so much, everybody. Glad you're on, and thanks and congratulations again for what surely will be another record-breaking month here in September. Good night. Thanks, Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
Bye now.